Thank you, singing group. Thank you, Beverly. Children, please come up and join me for a few moments. Good morning. So great to see you. Want to come over here today? You got enough energy to walk this far? Boy, you just wear me out looking at you. You guys are great. Here, can I stand over here in the corner so people can see you a little better? Here, why don't you just line up over this way a little bit more, like that. Excellent. Did you wave to everybody out there today? Everybody wave to the kids. Hey. Hey, you are all part of Christmas. Did you know that? You knew that. You want to just go now? No, I have something even more important to tell you. You are part of Christmas. Everybody is a part of Christmas. In fact, did you notice today, you know, a lot of families over, I guess, 15 or so years have had Buddy the Elf, or not Buddy the Elf, the Elf. Yeah, Elf on the Shelf, come and just sort of as a way of sort of anticipating Christmas coming. It's not here yet, but it's coming. Did you all spot the Elf today? Did you all spot the Elf? Yeah, that's right. It's up there. You like to turn around. I think people can see him up there. You didn't realize that the Elf was followed Jesus, and he's Presbyterian, and this is his favorite church. And he's here. He was here last year. I can't keep him away. He just is here early and stays late. Last week he was in a different place. Next week, who knows where he may be? He has a mind of his own, just like every good Presbyterian. And so, Elf on the Shelf is one way for us to participate. You know, around our manger scene. Can y'all see this here? This is a lot of our homes have these, or in lots of different kinds of shapes. Some are more modern looking, some are even more ancient looking, but this is depicting sort of what we would call Christmas Eve. It's the night that Jesus was born. And so this is sort of frozen in time on that night, and you'll notice that the setting where Jesus was born wasn't a house or the Hilton or the Cape May Resorts. It was actually inside a home and inside a barn. Because back then, do you have pets at home? Do you have some pets at home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the pets live inside the house with family. And back then, they had some odd pets. Can you identify the animals? These are all very common.
Donkey.
A donkey? Yeah. What's this one?
Cow.
A cow? Yeah. How about the one in the back? Is that another cow?
Goat.
It could be. Now over here, this is definitely a what?
Goat.
Yeah, that's a goat. That's a billy goat right there. A ram, a lamb, a sheep over here, and all of these, and a horse over there. All of these animals were all part of life back in Jesus' day, and the family cared for the animals at night. So you would bring the animals in, just like you might bring your dog in at night, or your cat may stay in all the time. Back then, they would bring the cow in. They would bring the donkey in. They would bring all the sheep in because they didn't want them, you know, to scatter at night. So they'd bring everybody in. So Jesus was born among the animals. And so the animals are part of God's story from creation. When God created all things, he created the world, he created the animals, he created you and me. And so likewise, the animals are part of our story. You know, there's lots of people who aren't here today, but people that you will see during the week that might be a way for you to tell God's story, that God gave his son Jesus to come down and be born to us, which is depicted here, right there. And I have some treats for you today. And these are interesting little Christmas treats this week. They'll be different each week. These are things that I want you to do during the week to help share the Christmas story, because everybody is included. Elf on the Shelf is included. Animals are included. All of us are included. Well, there are people that you will see this week that could be included too. So why don't you pick one? And that's great. You don't have to read yours. You can share these with, is it Mary today? Vicky today? Great. You'll be dismissed to be with Vicky in a minute. Like here, I picked one that says, tell someone you love them. So my job this week, if I pick this, would be to find somebody that needs to know God's love and to say, God loves you, I love you too. And all of yours will be different. Some of yours will say, donate a book to the library, or it may say, give away some clothes that don't fit you anymore. Huh? And on the back of the card are some Christmas Bible verses. I'll read one today. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. There's some other Bible verses on the back too. Listen, thank you for being part of the Christmas story. Can we offer a word of prayer? And let's just thank God for including us in on this greatest story ever heard. Dear Lord, I thank you for these children. I thank you for their caregivers. And thank you that you've made us part of the Christmas story. So help us this week to share the joy of Christmas with those we meet along the way. And we thank you for sharing your gift of Christmas with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being with me today.